Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dream Leapers Inspiration. I'm your host, Harriet Cole. So very honored to be with you today. Whew. Inspiration. What inspires you to take action in your life? Now, that's we created Dream Leapers Inspiration in the height of COVID, when everybody was locked up at home and we were trying to figure out how can we connect to each other? How can we connect to the power within? You know, how can we be in alignment with the universe? Because it felt like so many things were out of alignment. And back in those early days, we connected like this every single day. And then over time, we went to several days a week and now once a week. Because times change and our engagement changes. But our need to connect to our inspiration doesn't change. The ability that human beings have to align ourselves with the greatness within is always present, and it takes effort. It takes a lot of effort because there's just so much going on in our world. And even for the most well-meaning people, even for people who feel like they are on a path, they are on a path of getting to whatever their goals are, that doesn't mean that it's always easy. And I know if you are one of those people, and you probably are because you're connected to this broadcast either now or later when it is available all over the place on demand, I just want us to think for a minute about the challenges that we face sometimes when our intention is to stay focused, to pursue whatever our dreams are, and what can derail us. And I say this speaking from personal experience, and there are a few things that I've learned over time that are so easy to derail us, especially now in this busy world in which we find ourselves. So for starters, so many different distractions. That's why I titled this Don't Get Distracted. The internet, the many things that you can get on the internet through your phone, streaming all kinds of things on whatever device you have, binge watching random productions, and you're like, why do I like that? And why am I looking for another one like that? Okay, those things are obvious, even though a lot of us do it anyway, and we know that it's not the best thing to do. But also, even in the space of dreaming, what are your dreams? If you were to write down your dreams, and maybe you have already, you know, how many things are on your dream list? How many things would you say are on your dream list right now that are really important to you? You know, I make a dream list on a regular basis, and there are always multiple things on that list. Well, if you have multiple things on the list and you feel driven to manifest them, how do you do that? How do you engage that? I know sometimes for me, and my team has called me on this, I'll say, okay, we're going to dive in deep on this, whatever this is. And then we get a lot of energy and effort and creativity and work going into one particular thing. And then a client may ask us for something else, or we may have another inspiration. And so we put one thing down and pivot to another. It's not necessarily that we forget about the thing we put down, but there are only so many hours in the day. So, okay, we have to pause on this thing in order to get to this thing. And we promise ourselves to come back. Sometimes we come back quickly. Sometimes we don't. Does that happen to you? This happens to me more often than I would like to admit. And so the reason Don't Get Distracted came up as what I wanted to talk to you about today is for me. It happened to me. I have a list of big things that my team and I are working on. They're all important. They're all priorities. Does this sound like you? Everything is important. Everything needs to be done as soon as possible. And how do you choose? Sometimes when I find myself in a predicament like that, I just get tired. And I'm like, oh, I don't have enough energy to do any of them because my brain is pulling from one direction to the next. Or sometimes something big that we worked on for so long gets put on the back burner, not necessarily by us, by client, by budget, by whatever it might be. And then we pivot to something else. Whatever the reason is, I wonder how often you find yourself moving from one thing to the next, getting distracted by things that stand in the way of you completing tasks. Sometimes even doing those things I mentioned from the beginning, when you have a big long list of things that you really need to be working on, how often do you choose to do something mindless, like play word games or binge watch something on TV or whatever those ors are? I have found myself in that predicament often, including this weekend. And I felt it. I realized I was doing it. And I said, wait a minute, stop. Stop. Do not get distracted. Finish. Finish at least one of the things on the list. And I actually finished three because I got focused and I finished one at a time. And why do I mention that? Because we have been misguided into believing that multitasking works. For many years now in the professional world, multitasking has been presented as this incredible skill that excellent workers can master so that you can get lots of things done at the same time. And in recent years, there have been those who've said, no, it doesn't work. Because when you divide your attention, you spend more time on each thing because you're not laser sharp focused on one at a time. So I know that, even though sometimes I multitask anyway, because I was taught to do it. This weekend, one thing at a time. I did one thing at a time. I completed things on my list, and I felt so good this morning when I was able to say, done. I did it. It feels good when you get things done. And also, sometimes you have to let things go when you realize, that thing I was working on isn't worth it to work on anymore. So I can actually take it off the list, not even put it on a back burner, but remove it if it doesn't seem like something that deserves my attention anymore. So there's a lot of nuances in here. I found so many quotes that address this issue of getting distracted and what happens when you do or when you don't. And I chose one from Steve Jobs that I would like to share with you because there were many, 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 but this one is a great one. So let me share it with you now. Steve Jobs, founder of Apple, says, people think focus means saying yes to the thing you've got to focus on. But that's not what it means at all. It means saying no to the 100 other good ideas that there are. All right, you hear this? People think focus means saying yes to the thing you've got to focus on. But that's not what it means at all, Steve says. He says it means saying no to the 100 other good ideas that there are. And think about that. Because on the one hand, you do want to focus. Yes, but if you are a creative person, if you're an ideas person, if you've got a whole bunch of energy bottled up inside of you and you want to share it and you feel it's really important to share, how do you focus? He's saying it means saying no to those 100 other things, at least for now. Complete something. Get something done. Don't get distracted. Don't look here, there, and everywhere, because if you do, you won't get anything done. You'll get a piece of something done, and at the end of the day, the week, the month, the year, you'll be frustrated because you didn't complete anything. No one wants that to happen. You don't want to get to the end of your life and go, oh, I had so many great ideas and I didn't complete anything. That will feel like defeat. And we don't want to be defeated. We want to be triumphant. And we can be triumphant by being disciplined. That's really what Steve Jobs is talking about. It's the discipline to tell your mind, no, I'm going to be laser focused on what I said I was going to be focused on and not allow the other stuff to enter. Now, I want to share with you the other piece of Steve Jobs' quote is, he says, I'm actually as proud of the things we haven't done as the things I have done. Innovation is saying no to 1,000 things. So do you say no to ideas that pop up in your head? Do you tell yourself no? And why do you say no? Because the no should not be because you're afraid. The no should not be because you don't know how to figure it out. Because that's when you get help. The no easily can be, okay, this is a great idea, but here's a better idea. What is the better idea? If you have 10 ideas and they're bubbling forth, you write them all down and you look at them, which one stands out? This is it. This is the build. You know, as a writer, I often will write a line, a paragraph. Thank God for computers because you can just have it there and come back to it. And sometimes coming back to that, sometimes writing something else and then looking, go, ah, I said it better that time. This one stands out. This one is better. So this is the one that I'm going to uphold. Do you ever do that? Where the inspiration comes, it comes, it comes, it comes. You allow it to come out. You capture it. This is important to do. You do want to capture whatever the inspiration is and then step back and take a look at it. What rises to the top? Now, Steve Jobs is really talking about discipline when he speaks about focus, the discipline of not letting all the other clutter enter your brain when you're focused on one thing so that you don't get distracted by that. But part of discipline, at least how I've learned it in the space of creativity, if possible, give yourself a particular time of day every day when you allow yourself to be inspired, when you give yourself space for inspiration and space to capture whatever it is. That may be a time that you allocate. So it could be first thing in the morning when you get up and you stretch and you breathe and you do whatever the things are that help you to engage your spirit. And maybe you sit for meditation and allow your spirit to fully engage with you. Maybe you take 15 minutes to just write. And as you're writing, you allow the grace of the universe to come through you. Maybe it's late at night. You know, I'm a more of a night person. My inspiration often comes at night, but also, by the way, for me, it often comes when I am asleep, literally in my dreams. So this morning, it was dark still, probably in the 4 o'clock hour. I woke up a bit, like not fully awake, but I awakened inside to several pieces of inspiration. One was this, don't get distracted, that this is what I wanted to talk to you about today because it felt really important for me and for others, especially given just how many distractions fill our lives. Two, it was finishing this project that has been on my list and needed to be addressed. And it wasn't even hard to do. I just had to do it. Words came, literal words came to me that I could use in the presentation that I was making. And so I wrote them down. I recommend that you keep a piece of paper or your phone, you know, something that you can write on when you wake up in the middle of the night and something speaks to you. Because I believe that's when the spirit is speaking to you. You want to capture it. We don't always remember whatever that inspiration is. So have something at your bedside that you can write on and you capture it and later you can look back at it. That is actually how I started my business. I had a dream midway through my career at Essence and I worked there for 11 years. I had a dream that I had a business. The name of the business was there. There were about 20 something very specific things that were on the list. And it was so vivid. It was about 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I woke up and went to my computer and typed everything out. Actually, was it? Yeah. And typed everything out. And then I printed it. And what I was thinking about is this, the printer was such an old printer. It was called a thermal printer. And there were two pieces of paper together with copy paper in it. And you tear the sides off. Some of you may remember that. Anyhow, I printed it and put it on my refrigerator. And it yellowed on my refrigerator for years. I didn't pay attention to it until one day it was time. And that one day when it was time, I was ready. I was ready. It was time for me to activate, and I did. And I incorporated my business, and 2 years later, I started my business. That was many, many moons ago. Why am I telling you this? Because those dreams, those moments of inspiration, when spirit speaks to you clearly, listen. Don't be distracted. Listen, pay attention. When you listen and pay attention, what happens? The magic comes in. You have to do the work, but you want the creativity and the alignment with the universe to be there. It is there, by the way, but you have to pay attention to it. You have to acknowledge it. You have to welcome it in. If you don't welcome it in and you don't nurture it, if you allow distractions to get in the way so that you aren't focused on it, you will end up a year later, 5 years later, however many years later, going, I said I was going to do so-and-so and I didn't do it. You don't want to be that person. That's not fun. That feels debilitating. That feels debilitating. That is not what we want to have happen. So I want to take a moment now. I want to take a moment with all of us to do a little meditation, to pause, because I think it's important. You know, I talk about meditation a lot, but let's do a little meditation together on staying grounded and centered and focused so that we don't get distracted. So everyone, put your feet flat on the floor, sit up straight, shoulders back. I welcome you to close your eyes, and you can put your thumb and your forefinger together on your knees and just take in 3 deep breaths. Breathe in deep. Breathe in light as you breathe. Imagine light filling your being, and then exhale long. As you exhale, allow any discomfort to leave your body. And once again, breathe in deep. And as you do, literally from the tips of your toes to the top of your head, breathe in light and hold it at the top and then let it go. And as you let it go, imagine anything that is uncomfortable just dissipating, just going out into the air. And one more time, breathe in deep. You breathe in light. Wherever there's discomfort in your body, you offer more light to that part. And then breathe out long. And this time, breathe out light. So that there's light within, there's light outside, there's light everywhere. And then just breathe naturally. Just breathe naturally. Allow your breath to move in and out very naturally in your body. And I want to ask you to ask yourself, what do you want to focus on right now? What is that passion, that project, that focus that is calling you? What is it? Ask yourself, what is that? What is calling you? What deserves your attention right now? One thing. Even if you have 5 things, just choose one, because we can only do one at a time. Keep breathing and ask yourself, what is that one thing that deserves your attention? Allow it to come forth. Other ideas may come up. Don't let them distract you. Just breathe and welcome that one thing, that one important thing. Whatever it is, don't judge it. whatever is talking to you, telling you this is it, notice it. And then as you notice it, what does it want you to do? Because often the thing that comes forth is a big thing, and you have to break it down into little bits, into small components, so that you can take action. So as you see that big thing, what are the little things you can do to manifest it? What do you notice? What's in your awareness? Just allow it to tell you, because you're listening, you're paying attention. And as you pay attention, I want you to open your eyes and I want you to write it down. Just take a moment. You can write it in the chat box. You can write it to yourself. It's a message to yourself, so you don't have to tell me. If you want to, you can. But write down what came up for you. What is that one thing that you want to stay focused on now that you don't want to get distracted from because you want to complete it? Your being is telling you this is it. It could be practical, or it could be something fantastical. It could be some huge, major thing that you want to work on. You know, I was at an event a couple months ago, and the recommendation from the person who was hosting this event was, in 100 days, give yourself goals for 100 days, and then chart your course so that at the end of 100 days, you complete those goals. She said, choose three things, and you do them one at a time. If you give yourself 100 days, it feels like a long time. It's not a long time, but it's long enough to map out a course and do it. So I made my 100-day plan, and I wrote it down. I sat with it. I meditated on it, and then it's like, okay, how am I going to execute this? First of all, to keep myself accountable, I told my team. So it wasn't just I told myself, and then if I don't do it, who knows? I told my team, and we talk about it on a regular basis so that we work toward these goals. My 100 days, I think, is June 10th. One of the goals, I've got two checks that two of those particular things have occurred. Another, we're pretty close. And another, we're working on. We are working on these things because we highlighted them. We wrote them down. We committed to doing them one at a time. There are plenty of other ideas. We always have ideas. I always have ideas. We cannot do those ideas right now. So we write them down as we have the other ideas. But we also discipline ourselves and say, can't do that right now. And sometimes we have to pause and say, just in the regular work cycle, we have to complete this thing. So today we're not going to work on this big idea, we're going to complete this and come back to it. And we remind ourselves, we hold each other accountable. Having an accountability partner is incredibly helpful because you can get distracted by just having to get your regular work done. And the day ends and you're tired and you need to do something else and you don't realize, oh, a week ended and I didn't work on that at all. If too many weeks and you don't work on things, you get to the end of your 100 days or whatever time limit you gave yourself, you're like, oh, I didn't do it. If you have accountability partners, you can help each other to make sure that you don't stay distracted if you get distracted. So let's take a look at Steve Jobs' quote one more time. He says, people think focus means saying yes to the thing that you've got to focus on. But that's not what it means at all, he says. It means saying no to the 100 other good ideas that there are. To every creative person who's connected to me right now, do you recognize this in yourself? We pride ourselves on having a lot of creative ideas. I'm an ideas person. I say that about myself. Most of the people I surround myself with are ideas people. we feel so good about having ideas one after the other after the other. And it is good. And it can be a distraction. Rather than allowing yourself to light upon one idea after the other after the other after the other and not focusing yourself on what is at hand. When you don't focus, you don't succeed. You just are a person with a lot of ideas, a frustrated person with a lot of ideas without whatever success you believe you deserve. Focus and strategy, alignment with others who can help you to manifest your ideas, all of these things can work when you are crystal clear and sharp and intent upon what you have decided you are going to do. You know, I work with a lot of students, and sometimes they'll say at whatever stage they are in their college careers, well, I'm undecided. I don't know what I want to do with my life. And I don't like the term undecided. I think that I have not declared a major yet is fine, but we usually have a sense of what we want to do, even if it changes. You don't have to decide, I'm going to do this one thing and believe that you have to keep that choice for the rest of your life. Choose something. If you're one of those people, I don't know, I'm in transition. I work with so many people who are in transition, who have done one thing and they're looking to do something else. They may not be sure what the something else is. It doesn't matter. Choose something and study it. Figure out, is it viable? Is there a market for whatever it is that you want to do? How do others do what you want to do? Learn, get educated on whatever the topic is. Figure out if it is viable by doing what? Spend 1 hour every day working on your dream, including the weekends. 1 hour every day. In that 1 hour, study your dream. Don't allow distractions to get into that hour, no matter what they are. 1 hour that is completely focused, where you pay attention to what your dream is, the steps to manifest it, the obstacles that may stand in the way, the learning tools that you need in order to be good at it, the people who may need to be part of your world in order to help you get to the next level, the accountability partner who may be able to support you and cheerlead you and ask you smart and tough questions along the way, all of that. You can figure out all of that if you focus. If you focus, if you stay here, tunnel vision, if you don't allow the 100 other ideas to cloud your vision, it works. This is what success looks like when you stay focused and you ride it out to the end. Not necessarily alone, getting the support you need in all of the ways that you need it. But it doesn't happen if you don't stay the course. When you find yourself getting distracted, turn the device off, go into another room by yourself, refocus yourself by meditating and breathing, do whatever you can in order to stay in alignment with what you have promised yourself you are going to do. And 1 hour a day, if you work on it, after a week, you will find fruit. After a month, you will be so proud of yourself because you will learn more about this and whether it is worthwhile. And as Steve Jobs said, if it's not worthwhile, let it go and move on to the next. You can do it. It's worth it. You are worth it. All right? I hope you work on this all week. Until next time, have a great day and make it count. Namaste.